For so many people around the globe, it felt, still feels, like a punch in the gut, seeing the Cathedral of Notre Dame engulfed in flames. We know that a lot of you felt that way because you've been telling us.
Going into the Notre Dame, I think everyone has this kind of like visceral reaction. And, you know, it's difficult to say why everyone grieves it. I think just, you know, we look at beautiful things. They're important to our culture. It's important to our world.
Grace Hines, one of the listeners who reached out to us since the news broke yesterday. We'll hear more from her and others in just a bit. I have to say, I felt it in my gut, too. Last night, I was texting my sister to see if she could dig up that photo of the gargoyles when we went to Notre Dame with my dad in 1974. Not sure why I wanted to see it. I know I was there. And frankly, all the pictures of Notre Dame that people have been posting online, they got me wondering, why is it that we're mourning a building like it's a person who died?
They're looking for a way to find togetherness, a kind of cultural togetherness, and architecture is singularly good at doing that.
That's Lucia Ale, an associate professor of architecture at Princeton University. I asked her how architecture unifies people.
The function of architecture is to hold people together, so you would think that you would have to have been there to be affected by this event, or that you would have had to be a Catholic worshiper. But in fact, one of the functions of cultural monuments, such as this one, is to be a branding device for the city of Paris and for the nation of France, and indeed for a whole set of traveling persons who like to travel the world and go visit buildings. And they are motivated not by nationalism necessarily, not by religion necessarily, but by a desire to act in unison with everybody else. This is the same desire that motivates people to want to listen to the same music as everybody else. This is the same desire that makes people mourn the loss of a celebrity. There is a kind of universalism to the cherishing and the feeling for buildings that are cultural monuments.
Buildings, we have to say, also stand for permanence. And older buildings like Notre Dame, we assume, are even more permanent, if it's possible to have degrees of permanence. We expect people to die, not these old structures. How significant is this kind of negation of permanence, do you think?
Well, one of the first things to note is that although the building has stood there in some form since the 12th century, in fact, most of the structure that burned, the roof, is a 19th century construction. So I think that the expectation that people will have that buildings last for a very long time is not borne out by the history of architecture. But this being said, one of the most powerful ways that architecture is a mass medium is that it's a witness to many different kinds of lives and many different kinds of histories and many different periods in history. So I think one of the ways you can think about why people are mourning a very, very, very old building is to say that they would like to be seen as part of a larger trend or a larger phenomenon, a larger history, rather than being confined to, let's say, the immediate repercussions of their daily lives, minute by minute, Instagram photo by Instagram photo.
Lucia Ale, what are you feeling today?
About Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I feel that it's going to be a test case for how monument maintenance and preservation in the French state, but also in Western liberal democracies, is going to be dealt with.
What do you mean?
President Macron has said that we will rebuild this and we will rebuild it together. It will be interesting to see what notion of togetherness will be tested in the rebuilding of this monument. The French state has a long history of very codified, very well-rehearsed procedures for rebuilding monuments, and it also has a long history of having public debates about those monuments. I expect that those two traditions will be conjoined again, and that it will not necessarily be reclaimed by all French citizens today.
Lucia Ale is an associate professor of architecture at Princeton, also the author of Designs of Destruction. Really good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.